Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to address an email that I received. Yeah, apparently when you put your email address out over the airwaves, people will write you. They will contact you. They will connect with you. And, you know, that's one of those things that I haven't done a really good job with in the past, that when I was at Expo, several members said, "Hey, Al, never know how to get a hold of you." And they're right. So let's put that right out on the table in front of everybody. If you want to get a hold of me, the easiest way to do so is to send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Every email comes to me, and I will respond to you directly. Now, I may not get right on it, but I will get back to you. So one of the emails that came in was from a gentleman that lives in Denver, Colorado. And this individual states that he's a 33-year-old single guy, and he's got about $80,000 saved up to do real estate investment. But unfortunately, he's feeling super discouraged. Those are his words, not mine. He said that. He said, "I am feeling super discouraged. I've been planning on buying a duplex or a small multifamily property for the last 2 years, but after running the numbers on my area, I literally can't find anything that comes close to cash flowing." And he says this, "It's the same result for single family properties." Then he goes on to remind me that he's in Denver, Colorado, and his belief about the market is that the market is absolutely insane. He says, "Even the farther out I go into the suburbs or into other towns in Colorado, it doesn't solve the cash flow problem that he keeps running into. And there are some areas that he indicates that might cash flow for him, but he doesn't feel comfortable investing in those areas." Now, he doesn't say why. Maybe they're high crime areas. Who knows? But he doesn't feel comfortable going to those areas. And he shouldn't have to go into areas where he doesn't feel comfortable. So based on what you know right now, having listened to this show, how would you advise this gentleman? How would you advise him? Now, I haven't read you the whole email. There's actually some more data that I'm going to share with you. But right now, up until the point, let's frame the situation. He's got $80,000 in hand. $80,000 that's available to invest in real estate. He's living in Denver, Colorado. Denver, Colorado, like a lot of places in the United States, is experiencing an increase in pricing. And Denver happens to be one of those areas where the increase in property values are rising faster than rental increases are occurring. And so what happens is there's like an imbalance that occurs when the value of properties outstrips what rental pricing can do. And that's exactly what happens like in places like in California or Washington State, or places where that happens. So this gentleman has been experiencing that effect for the last 2 years. Here's the next piece of information that I think is important. He says, "Since I will need to use the house as my primary residence in order to get the loan, do I have any options besides moving?" He goes on to say, "I guess I could house hack and have three roommates, but then when I move out after a year, the property still wouldn't cash flow." All right, let's stop right there. You should not beat your head against the wall trying to get a different result out of what your area locality is able to provide for you. Now think about it. Couple things going on here. He's got $80,000. He is the firm belief that he has to buy probably a duplex, maybe a triplex or a fourplex. When he says multifamily, I don't think he's talking about pure multifamily. I think he's talking about duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, which are valued the same way as single family properties. Therefore, they're collected and assembled together. True multifamily does not start until you get to five units or more. So what he's thinking is, you know, if I get something with additional units, and if he's got like $80,000 to put down, I mean, you know, think about it. Now, I don't know what the maximum FHA loan rates are in Denver, Colorado, but I do know this. If I back the numbers out and I say you've got $80,000 to put down, you can buy a property that's potentially worth $2.25 million. But I know that the FHA will not loan on a property of that amount of money. Yeah, it doesn't meet the guidelines based on what FHA loans are designed to do, which is to help first-time homebuyers and to help them in a way where they don't have to bring a wheelbarrow of cash to the closing table so they can buy a property. So this gentleman, he's got a couple things figured out. He understands that by renting out available units, he has the potential to make money. But the challenge he's running into is he's trying to make something work in an area that financially will not allow him to allow it to happen. Does that make sense? Yeah, I know it makes sense. So the first thing that comes to mind, and I know all the Lifestyles Unlimited members out there are screaming, find a different place to invest. Oh, and by the way, don't get stuck on the fact that you have to buy the house and live in it yourself. Believe it or not, with $80,000, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and we show you how to do things the correct way, you can easily turn that $80,000 into, are you ready for it? About $10,000 a year in passive income. Yeah, easily. You could buy two houses in a market other than where you live and increase your income. Just got to step outside the box a little bit. When we come back from the break, I've got some more questions that need to be answered.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I got another email. This one is a pretty interesting email. The person that sent this to me really has fallen into what I consider to be a very, very good problem. Let me read you what they wrote, and then we'll break it down and we'll come up with a solution for them. Shall we? Let's do it. My grandfather put the bulk of his money into a real estate partnership owned by his two kids, who are this person's mother and this person's uncle. The grandfather passed away. Management of the properties passed to the mother, as the uncle lives on the other side of the country, and the mom has been running the properties for the past 5 years. Now, the gentleman says this: my mom is an incredible lady, but doesn't really have a strong business background, and the properties have been mismanaged over time. The accounting is really spotty. Nothing's categorized. It's hard to figure out where the money's been going, etc., etc., etc. Anyway, she agreed to let me, not me, the person that wrote this, and this person's cousin, who happens to be the uncle's son, assume control of the day-to-day operations while she, the mother, eases into retirement. So, kind of a good problem right now, right? All right, there's more information here. Let's get to it. The portfolio consists of three properties. One is a small commercial manufacturing facility. Another one is an apartment complex that has 19 units. And the last is a ski chalet at a local ski resort. All the properties are fully paid off. So Grandpa paid everything off. There's no major maintenance scheduled on any of the properties for at least a few years. And the properties collectively generate an income stream of about $18,000 a month. The partnership has one line of credit that they opened to fix the roof on the commercial property, which was about a $40,000 bill, but we have no debt other than that. We only have like $3,000 in cash right now since we just finished a bunch of maintenance. Okay, so that leads me to believe that there was a lot of deferred maintenance that maybe they dealt with, and that's the reason why they have no major maintenance scheduled. So, but their cash reserves right now are pretty low. He goes on to say this: we want to grow it aggressively if we can, but we aren't really sure where to start. We were thinking of taking on debt to purchase another property, but I'm not sure what an appropriate amount of leverage is necessary for us to take on. To be honest, this has all happened so fast, my head is spinning, and I'm curious what you would make of my situation. All right, here's what I make of your situation. You need to not delay at all. You need to sign up and become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because you could really get yourself into a world of hurt with these properties if you really don't know anything about property management. You don't know anything about how to operate properties. You don't know anything about the actual properties that you own. When you say the properties are generating $18,000 a month, you don't tell me if that's gross income or net income. I don't know what that number is. And what concerns me is that a property that's producing $18,000 a month, I'm assuming those are just rental income amounts, and you have no debt on the property, and you only have $3,000 in cash, that you've got a big problem there. And I'm not saying your mom did anything wrong, but you may want to hire a CPA firm to do an audit on these things, to find out exactly what is going on, where the money's going, where's the money not going? Have the taxes been paid on the property? Are the properties insured? See, this is why I think this individual needs to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited right now and not delay. Because we will teach them how to effectively operate investment properties. We'll teach them how to go out and acquire properties, which is the follow-on question. But right now, you have to get your properties under control. Now, I will tell you this. I don't know anything about owning a small commercial manufacturing facility. I don't, because that's not what I invest in. So from my standpoint, since I don't know anything about that type of property, I don't know what the potential is, et cetera, et cetera, I would look at calling that property from the portfolio. Call the property from the portfolio and take the revenues that come from that property and use that to buy additional investment property. Now, where I'm leaning towards is that you need to buy additional residential income producing property. That 19-unit apartment community, that's probably bringing in the bulk of your rents. And depending on the condition of that property, depending on where that property exists in the market space, you could be doing well or you could be doing poorly. But you have to understand the marketplace. And that ski chalet at the local ski resort, I mean, keep it if you enjoy skiing and, you know, you don't mind going there a couple times a year and taking advantage of it and doesn't cost you a lot to do that, that's fine. But if you're not into skiing and there's nobody renting that property from you, why are you keeping it? What's the point? And that kind of gets me to think about the goals that maybe you've set for yourself, because I'm guessing by taking over all this property, and again, you really didn't disclose to me how ownership is going to work. All I'm guessing from this email is that you've been given the opportunity to operate the properties. So I'm not sure if you're going to be operating the properties on behalf of your mother and your uncle, or if there's going to be some profit sharing in there, or what's going on. Or maybe they're just turning it over to you, and their idea is, okay, you run it, you take the money out of it. So there's a lot of information we still need to have. But I think for you, this is a wonderful opportunity to learn how to operate effectively a 19-unit apartment community and take the proceeds from these other assets, dispose of those assets, because in a death, people, when they take over property, they take over property what the current values are. So any taxes that your grandfather owned, well, they went with him to the grave. So there's a lot to unpack, but I think membership in Lifestyles Unlimited will give you that upper hand. It will teach you the things that you really need to know. We can do that in 16 hours, and I will tell you this, you'll be able to solve all of these problems. We come back from the break, I've got another question for you. Stick around.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, this is a really good question. This is a question that comes from somebody who's in their late 20s. They said, hey, Al, I'm trying to determine how I should allocate my capital currently. I've only invested in stocks these past few years and done very well. Well, okay, that's good to hear. I've listed my stats below as far, okay, so he listed where his money's at, but I want to diversify my portfolio and receive passive income cash flow and not just capital gains. Let me know your thoughts. By the way, I'm looking to start small in commercial real estate, so I'll probably sell my stocks to fund the down payment. I don't know how I'll be able to get a commercial real estate loan for the multifamily property. Can you maybe give me some help step by step? Give me some advice. Anything would be appreciated. Thank you much, and I'll withhold his name. All right, so this 20-something disclosed to me that he has about $100,000 in his brokerage account. That's where he's trading his stocks. He currently has $8,000 in cash, and he has money in a 401k. He's got about $30,000 in that 401k. So, what if we just did this? What if we not diversify you, and we just change your investment vehicle to one that actually produces what you're asking for, which is cash flow? See, I think that's the problem you're experiencing right now, is that you keep putting money into these brokerage accounts, or your employer is taking money out of your check before you even see it, and they're putting that money into that 401k. Stocks have done well over the last couple of years, minus the little hiccup that happened in March 2020 when we went into lockdown. Stocks have been moving upwards and to the right. But you have to ask yourself the question, how long can the stock market go until it does one of its normal corrections? And the answer is, I don't know. I really don't know. I will know when the stock market corrects, because I will wake up one day and I will look at the stock charts and I will realize that they have fallen so much faster than they rose. That'll be my first clear indication that there's a problem in the stock market. And then I'll start getting emails from people saying, hey man, I need to get out of the stocks. I need to bail out now. I had a stop loss triggered. Okay. All right. Here's my point. Even in your 20s, the stock market can screw you up. It can. Now, you may not be thinking, well, you know, I've got my money in the stocks because I'm going to retire somewhere in the future. So, you know, if the stock corrects, I mean, I get to do that dollar cost averaging that my financial planner told me about, right? So I actually get more shares of stock so that when the stock comes back, I'm actually going to be doing much better. The stock market has to do negative things in order for you to get a much more favorable result. Yeah. That's the way the stock market is. And that stock market is not paying you any cash flow. And if it is paying you cash flow, it's only coming off of dividends based on certain stocks that pay dividends. Not every stock pays you dividends. Oh, and by the way, any dividend payment that you make in your 401k has to go back into that 401k. You can't use that as spendable cash. Now, the money that comes into your brokerage account, yeah, you can use that as spendable cash, but there's a trade-off between the dividends that stocks make and the appreciation that they garner. So a lot of dividend-paying stocks don't go up in value. They don't necessarily go down in value, but they don't necessarily go up in value either over the long run. They just kind of pay you that dividend. And that's why I think real estate is a much better vehicle for this 20-something-year-old. I mean, if you think about it, he could cash in his $100,000 brokerage account. He could. I mean, if the money's sitting in stocks, he could just say, you know what? Sell it all. Give me my money. I'm out of here. And then, because he's got $8,000 in cash, now he's got about $108,000. Now, that 401k, that can be a little problematic. It could be a little problematic because when this individual decided that that 401k is the way to go, they give up control of their money, to the tune of a 10% penalty for anything that they take out over and above what they put in. And whatever their current tax rate is, they will be taxed on that money when they take it out. So let's say this individual decides, okay, I'm all in. I'm going to put all my money into real estate. Well, let's just make the assumption that they're going to leave 30% of that money on the table. Yeah, let's just leave 30% of the money on the table. So what's that, about $9,000? Okay, so when you add it all up, I'm estimating, you know, giggles and grins, let's just say the person has $130,000 available to them right now. $130,000 that allows them to go out and buy property. Now, this individual said they wanted to start buying small commercial real estate. But I also know that there's a misunderstanding out there as to what commercial real estate actually is. So if you're thinking commercial real estate is anything with multiple units, that's not correct. You have to have at least five physical units in a property for it to qualify as multifamily, therefore commercial real estate. There are also two different ways that you can finance property. So if you're looking to finance property that isn't commercial real estate, there are lending guidelines out there, depending on what type of loan you're attempting to generate, that will tell you what your requirements are as far as obtaining that loan. On the commercial side, the lending's a little bit different. They're not so much concerned with your credit report, although that's helpful. They would like to see you have a good credit report. What they're more interested in is your ability to acquire and operate that property, because now you're doing things in the business environment. Now, I'm not saying that investing in single family or duplexes or triplexes or fourplexes is not operating in the business environment, but it's not the commercial business environment. So there's everything is a little bit different. Once you cross that line from four to five units, everything's a little bit different in the lending community. Things are different in the insurance community. Things are different in a lot of different communities. Now, I would love to see this person find a small, true commercial real estate asset. And what I'd really love to do is have the opportunity to teach them what type of asset to look for. And here's why I want them to get into maybe a small commercial real estate deal that has at least five units. Let's say it's got six units, maybe eight units. In the commercial real estate world, when we're dealing with pure multifamily, there is a mechanism built in to the accounting structure that determines how properties are valued. And this is a big difference between properties lumped together as single family and properties lumped together as multifamily. So duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes lumped together with single family. Five units or more lumped in with multifamily. Single family properties are valued based on historical sales. What have things sold for over time? But multifamily, that is a different animal. See, you get to take advantage of something called forced appreciation, where by doing things that are financial in nature, by increasing the income streams of that property, you will increase the overall value of the property, which can get you to your targets even faster. But you got to sign up at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com to get all the results.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I have another question for you. You know, I almost passed on this question because there's really not a lot of meat to the question. But the reason I chose not to pass on it is because I also understand that there are people out there that just don't know what they don't know, and therefore they might find it difficult to ask a really well-devised question because they're missing information necessary to help them frame the question. That's why I think it's so darn important that if you're going to move forward with investing in real estate, you need to seek out a qualified education. I'm not talking about go to your favorite bookstore, buy a couple of books, buy some authors you may or may not have heard of, read the books, and now all of a sudden you have all this tactical knowledge. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting a legitimate education where there's actual curriculum that is time-tested, that is shared with you on the two forms of investing in real estate that, in Lifestyles Unlimited's opinion, are the two forms you should be looking at. And by the way, both of those forms are in the residential income-producing segments. Single-family properties and multifamily properties. And not only just get the education, but surround yourself with a mentor, get yourself surrounded by successful, like-minded individuals that you can have ongoing conversations with. Start building your team. Your team is comprised of everybody that you need for a successful real estate investing business. Whether you're just doing one single family house or you're going to go out and buy, you know, 10, 500 unit apartment complexes. It all starts with the basic fundamentals. And that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We teach you the fundamentals. We teach you how to be successful. We could probably, you know, if we did it the academic way, the way colleges have to accredit their programs, we would have you locked up for a whole semester for, what, 4 hours a day, for however long it takes, and filling your head with all kinds of theory and other stuff that isn't giving you the information you need. We'd rather just cut to the chase and just teach you in 16 hours how to do this right, and then provide you the ancillary services that you need to go as fast as you want to go. So let me get to this question. Dear Al, up to this point, I've invested almost solely in the stock market. I've been, and still am, a renter in the Bay Area. I'd like to dabble in real estate investing, but I've got a million questions. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. First of all, this individual rents real estate in the Bay Area, one of the most expensive places to live in the United States. I'm just setting the stage for it. I'm not saying that what they're doing is wrong. I'm not saying what they're doing is right. I'm just setting the stage. So this person is used to paying pretty high rents when you compare what, you know, the dollar per square foot would be to like-kind properties elsewhere in the country. All right. It is kind of hard to find San Francisco like-kind properties elsewhere in the country. I will grant you that. That's why San Francisco is the way San Francisco is. But here's the thing that I love about this person's introductory statement to me. I'd like to dabble. Okay, let me stop right there and tell you that if you're going to be a serious and successful real estate investor, there's no dabbling. There's no dabbling. You need to get your head around it. You need to get yourself focused. You need to put together your goals and objectives for where you want to be in the next 5 years. You need to build that plan around it, and then you need to go out there and own it. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Go out there and own it. Dabbling? People that dabble? Well, that's like going to Vegas and playing the roulette machine. Yeah, that's what dabbling is. If you're going to be serious about real estate investing, be serious about real estate investing. Oh, by the way, these million questions that you have, trust me, everybody's got them. Everybody's got them. And ironically, when you get the education that we provide, the majority of those questions, they go away. Because some of those questions are not even the right questions to begin with. That's why you've got a million of them. Now, you do have some excellent questions, I'm sure. Don't get me wrong. I'm confident you have excellent questions. But when we walk you through the roadmap to success, a lot of those questions that are in the back of your mind, they're going to be answered as we move through the process. And what's going to be left at the end of the 16 hours are those really good questions that still need to be answered. Now, he goes on to say this. Last week, I applied for loan pre-approval, and I've got my eye on three distinct markets. But I'd really like to sit down with an expert in the area to ask questions, bounce ideas off of them. Okay. So far, I believe that this individual is considering buying real estate for investment purposes in the Bay Area. That's what I think. Now, first of all, they didn't tell me what they're pre-qualified for. I don't know if this is a pre-qualification to go buy a house for them to live in. I don't know if they're going to do that and then try and do this house hacking thing. In other words, you buy a three-bedroom house, you live in the master, you bring on two roommates, so to speak, and they, you know, you enter into a lease agreement with them and they pay you on time. And, you know, it's kind of like real estate investing, except you're living with your residents, okay, which is not something I'm interested in doing, but some people, especially younger people, they're okay with it. All right, not a problem. If you're okay with it, I'm not going to tell you no. But here's the problem. You haven't given me any information about this loan that you're supposedly pre-approved for. Or actually, all you said was, I applied for loan pre-approval. And you may not be pre-approved right now. So what is it you're going to go buy? Are you going to go buy an asset somewhere as an owner-occupant? Are you going to move in it and live in it? Live in it for a year and a day and then move out of that asset and have somebody come in and rent that asset? If that's your game plan, I'm okay with it. But what I want you to understand is that the mortgage that you pay on that asset may be much higher than the rents you can command for that asset. My advice to you is take a look at what you're qualified for. Take a look at what you might want to buy. Figure out what that's going to cost you on a monthly basis. And then compare that to what the rental income streams produce for you. By the way, don't forget, you still have to pay taxes and insurance on that property, and you may be going into what we call negative cash flow. Many people that do what you are potentially considering doing in the great sunshine state of California believe that they have to endure negative cash flow in order to make the big bucks. And I'm here to tell you, no. No, you don't. Absolutely, you don't. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at whatever money that you have available to you, and you come to Lifestyles Unlimited, and you let us show you how to invest correctly, and let us educate you on the right type of markets to invest in, not only will you be able to deploy your money, you will have assets that will produce positive cash flow for you. Positive cash flow that you can use to either reinvest into more properties or help pay your bills and therefore reduce your living expenses. And then over time, these properties will go up in value. Historically, real estate goes up in value over time. And real estate historically outpaces inflationary numbers. Therefore, the dollar that you earn in real estate tomorrow is still worth a dollar tomorrow. And the beautiful thing is, let's say you hold these properties for 5 years, and then you make a decision to sell them all, pull all the money out, you 1031 exchange the money into follow-on properties. Now you have two properties for every one that you sold, and when you did it correctly, you will potentially have doubled your cash flow. Think about it. You could get yourself to a place of retirement a lot faster than stuffing money into the stock market and paying high rental rates in San Francisco, California. So what I think you need to do is go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Again, I'm going to give you that website, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. When you get there, it's going to give you an opportunity to sign up for one of our free workshops. You need to attend one of those. We will show you what we do to invest in properties. And then you need to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and we're going to get you connected with the amazing group of investors that live in Northern California but don't invest their money there.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.